The book was chosen in part because of the performance, because the performance is so powerful. It is a book that is readily approachable by a lot of students. It's not too difficult of a read, and it does not require a lot of background in the Holocaust. So it was a vehicle that would allow teachers to introduce this topic in their classroom fairly easily. And when we first came up with this idea, we approached the Birmingham Public Library, who was interested in partnering with us and trying to reach the entire Jefferson County school system, which is 12 different school systems. And it was put to all of them and offered to all of them, and we had 5 different systems that agreed to sign on to this.
Well, what is it that makes the performance so powerful?
Well, number one, you have a Grammy-winning concert pianist that is playing the most magnificent music. I don't know if you've had a chance to go on her website and hear this music, but it's absolutely stunning. And so you have that music component of bringing classical music to the classroom. And this was the music that inspired Ms. Golobek's mother, Lisa Ura, to continue to try to train and become a concert pianist in her own right. So that thread that weaves in the story is very powerful, and provided the inspiration for her to keep going and to try to save her family, and the whole story is based around the music.
Where do you think it ranks as far as books about the Holocaust? As I know there's lots of literature out there.
There is a lot. I mean, this is a nonfiction book, which I would highly recommend over a lot of the fiction books. There are a lot of wonderful fiction books out there, but if you can tell a true story, it certainly makes the whole story of the Holocaust more personal and making people realize that these were individuals and families that were involved and affected by the results. The book offers, I guess, a vantage point into some very important aspects of the history itself. It does talk about the Nazis' rise to power in Austria and the impact of the anti-Jewish legislation on the Jews living in Austria. It brings in the story of the Kinder Transport, which is an amazing story, where Britain opened its borders to children to come to England for the duration of the war. So that is something that a lot of people are not aware of, and that's how Ms. Golobek's mother got out of Austria. It also talks about Kristallnacht in Austria and how horrible that was. So there's that experience. I don't know what it is about Holocaust stories that, well, I know what it is. I mean, first of all, a lot of the stories that are written by people that were young at the time, and they are experiencing the same thing that everyone else is experiencing.
Yeah.
They are experiencing their life changing around them and their world being turned upside down and the family relationships and getting along with parents and not getting along with parents and separation and their adolescent issues that kids relate to. The kids are so, I guess, they cannot believe that all of this happened, which is just, you know, that they can't imagine a world in which this could happen, which on one hand is a good thing that they can't imagine it, but this is real, and it's still going on today in various shapes and forms.